For KLCC News, I'm Brian Bull. So, how are those New Year's resolutions coming along so far? Two of the most common ones people list are eating healthier and saving money. But as you may have found out at the checkout lane, these goals can often conflict given the varying costs of fruit, vegetables, and meat. In our consumer finance feature, my KLCC colleague Julia Baca and I embark on a low-budget adventure in a neighborhood grocery store to share expert tips on how Argonians can dine well without starving their wallets. Meet Julia Baca, my coworker and a resident of Eugene's Whitaker neighborhood.
Hello there.
The most obvious tips to many frugal shoppers are clipping coupons and looking out for specials. Julia has another classic strategy as she enters the Kiva grocery store.
Ginger, eggs, chicken or beef, corn tortillas, avocado.
Writing out what you need helps guard against impulse buying, often triggered by flashy displays, free samples, or worse yet, shopping on an empty stomach.
If I write a list, I am able to focus on what I am going to buy and not get distracted with other items that look tempting.
Julia also plans her meals a week ahead. Mary Klasky of Oregon State University's College of Public Health and Human Services says that's key.
Most Americans think about what they're going to have for dinner on their way home from work. Those are bad shopping practices that contribute to spending more money on food than you need to.
Klasky says recent Bureau of Labor Statistics show Americans spending more and more on food. This includes a 5% increase on dining out, which isn't always within our means.
We spend about 10% of our disposable income on food. The less money you make, the more that percentage goes up. It can get as high as 25% depending on your income. So it really can be a significant chunk of money for people.
With planning and resourcefulness, home cooking is more economical, and it doesn't have to be messy or complicated. At her home in Bend, nutritionist Christy Coughlin unloads about $40 in groceries.
So I have a 5-pound bag of russet potatoes, about a pound and a half of red potatoes, a bag of brown rice, a bag of garbanzo beans.
Portion control and utilizing leftovers and other meals, practices essential to the greatest generation during the war years, can also stretch the family dollar. Coughlin acknowledges there's a temptation for people to splurge on fast and easy fare from a drive-through or convenience store.
Depending on what's purchased at a fast food restaurant, people could easily spend about $20 and feed a family of four, whereas this right here could get you beyond the one meal, give you leftovers, and something like the rice or even the oats are going to last possibly up to even 2 to 3 weeks.
Fast food often comes packed with sodium or sugar, which can set off addictive cravings. Coughlin says not only is produce healthier in the long run, but it can offset long-term issues with your pocketbook and your waistline.
Eating more fruits and vegetables is going to help you to feel fuller, longer because of the fiber. You're less likely to overindulge, overconsume, and your budget can be stretched so much further. A banana can be like 25 cents, and it can keep you satisfied for a good amount of time.
Coughlin adds buying produce in season as a budget saver. Websites like farmflavor.com list by state what's fresh off the orchard and what's not. And on produce, people are often compelled to prioritize fruits and veggies labeled organic, fresh, and non-GMO, but both Professor Klasky and Coughlin say despite the perceived value of these foods, which can see markups of 60% or higher, many aren't any healthier than conventional produce.
And I would rather somebody eat fruits and vegetables that are conventionally grown than going and buying convenience and prepackaged foods, which we have definitely associated with long-term diseases.
Back to Julia, she's found her avocado. She says she's flexible on produce, with a few caveats.
If I see a good sale on pears, oranges, apples, it doesn't necessarily have to be organic. As long as it doesn't have pesticides and all that, I pretty much feel that I'm getting the same nutritional value.
Meanwhile, OSU's Mary Klasky also wants consumers to consider alternatives to fresh, whole produce.
Don't penalize a single mom who works all day for using canned beans.
Klasky says when it comes to reducing trim waste and expense, canned and frozen foods have their virtues too.
One of the problems with produce in general is, one, you have automatic waste. You're going to pull the leaves off the broccoli and probably the woody stems, but yet you still paid your $1.39 a pound for those. The other thing then is that sometimes people buy fresh produce and they don't plan for when they're going to eat it, and as a consequence, it goes bad.
If you're creative, stems, cores, and overripe fruit can be used for smoothies, broths, juices, and stews, or fillers for casseroles, egg rolls, and breads, among other things. At the Kiva Grocery in downtown Eugene, Julia reviews her list.
I have to get some coffee, so if you want to follow me that way.
Julia heads to the bulk section. She pours and grinds some coffee and remembers that she's here for ginger, too.
I tend to come here and get my spices instead of a regular store because I can just buy what I need instead of spending them in bottles that are super expensive.
Buying items in bulk isn't glamorous. But the bulk is Grain Council says bulk items can cost nearly 90% less than packaged foods. It helps to compare, and many stores list price per ounce or weight. And it never hurts to ask, do you really need 3 pounds of sage? On the note of by and large, OSU Associate Professor of Public Health and Human Services Mary Klusky says avoid the mega chain stores that often require memberships.
People often go to Costco and think, wow, this is a great deal. Look how much I'm buying. Well, often they're buying more than they can use. We throw about 40 to 50% of our food away in the United States. And a lot of that is buying packages that are bigger than you need. And those are the kinds of traps that you can fall into when you go to those big discount warehouses.
Julia now tackles the protein items on her list. She plops a package of chicken breasts into her cart, then scrutinizes a carton of eggs.
For a week, I get about half a dozen and make sure they're not cracked.
Nutritionist Christy Coughlin of Bend says beans are a great source of protein if meat isn't always affordable, or if your home carnivore is insistent on meat. There's always the manager special.
Maybe it needs to be prepared within the next couple of days. But my recommendation is always to watch portions. An average adult needs about 3 ounces of meat at dinner. So that is way less than what we see at restaurants.
Speaking of meat, Jonathan Tepperman is a big proponent of buying whole animals and having people do their own processing.
Let's say you buy a whole chicken with all the skin and all the bones. That can be a roast chicken. And then the next day you can make a stir fry with the leftover chicken that's there. And then the day after that you can make a stock. Now, when you start to look at it as 3 meals, it becomes a lot more affordable.
Tepperman also has a group that offers classes in taking charge of one's own meat, like the sausage making class. Students ground their own meat and filled casings.
Yeah, we're gonna grind this meat.
One of the great things about what we do at the Eugene Meat Collective is giving people the tools to have much more economic choices in bringing quality meat into their life. They have the ability to go directly to the farmer and buy a whole animal. And when you do that, that reduces your per pound cost dramatically.
Supporting local farmers applies to produce as well. Linda Davies is with Winter Green Farm in Notai, west of Eugene. They provide members with weekly 10-gallon tubs of farm-raised vegetables in what's commonly known as community-supported agriculture.
I think buying CSA, you help support the local farmers, and we try and keep the costs down to what people might spend at the farmers market, and sometimes even less expensive than that.
Davies says about 60 out of 500 of their members use food stamps or special payment plans.
People can pay half in the beginning and half midway through of the membership fee, or we can even set up monthly payments. We also offer financial assistance. We have a certain amount of each membership fee that the farm puts into a fund.
Of course, people can also raise their own vegetables to save money. And there's also opportunities to share the grocery bill if you're in a housemate situation like Julia.
I'm big into sharing, but a lot of people don't like Brussels sprouts. So what it means for me is that they're pretty much all mine.
Lots of tips, lots of ways to save. Checking out at Kiva Grocery, Julia looks over her receipt and smiles.
I think I probably saved, because I spent about $30. Yeah, I think I probably saved about 20%.
One last note. Wherever you stand on organic versus conventional, fresh versus frozen, the consensus from our experts is that just eating healthier in general can stave off conditions like obesity, heart disease, and diabetes. Costly to both your checking account and well-being for years on end. Brian Bull, KLCC News. You can see more healthy consumer tips and photos at klcc.org.